Welcome to the God's Supper podcast. Today is episode 3, Our Daily Cross. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, it is written, Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" Amen. Throughout the Gospel, our Lord Jesus often tells us that we have to take and bear our own cross, our own daily cross. A lot of the times we want to throw our cross in the ground and kick it and scream and say, "I don't want that cross. I want, you know, that man's cross or that woman's cross, or why is my cross so heavy and theirs is so light?" And we go on and on and on. The cross crushes those who rebel against it. But as the saints have often told us, the cross is easy to bear when we walk with the Lord. On his way to being crucified, our Lord was assisted by Simon the Cyrene. Simon helped Jesus carry the cross. Granted, the Gospels show that Simon did not want to help him carry the cross and even rebelled against it, but did it because he was afraid of the Romans. When we carry our cross, we are not also carrying it alone, but we don't have Simon helping us. We have Jesus walking beside us, carrying it, and helping us through every battle. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus has also said that you cannot get into the kingdom without becoming like a child. Sometimes, actually all the time, it is very difficult to give childlike dependency to the Lord. And we can ask ourselves, what does childlike dependency on the Lord have to do with our daily crosses? The fact of the matter is, we do not get to choose our cross. We do not get to choose a lot of things. For the most part, you don't choose your family. You don't choose the family you are born into. You cannot control other people, and there is very few things that you can control in this life. The fact of the matter is that everything is dependent upon the Lord. In the previous episode, we talked about Adam and Eve in the garden, and how Adam and Eve fell into sin because they refused to trust in the Lord. And then they fell and were expelled from the garden. Then, thousands of years later, Jesus died on the cross. Before this, though, there was only one woman, one human in the whole of the human race, who gave God her perfect trust. There are lots of common misconceptions about the Catholic Church. One of the biggest ones, other than the Holy Eucharist, is the Blessed Mother Mary. In the Catholic faith, we truly believe that Mother Mary is the Immaculate Conception. Not that she was immaculately conceived, but she is the Immaculate Conception. Now, what Catholic theology attests to is that Mother Mary, when she was conceived in her mother Anne's womb, she was spared from original sin by God so that she could be a pure vessel for God to come through. And the reason why this happened is because God looked into the future, because he is outside of time, and he saw Jesus' sacrifice, and he applied all of Jesus' merits into Mary being conceived and ransomed her from original sin. So Mary received that grace because of her son's death on the cross. And her son is God, and God created her. And it's a mystery. It's a mystery we keep unraveling. So what does that have to do with our daily crosses? Well, a lot of people have said, a lot of great saints throughout the centuries have said that the most perfect way to go to Jesus and to become holy and fervent and perfect is to go through the heart of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And the reason for this is because God came through her to the human race. He created his own tabernacle to come. One of Mary's titles in the Catholic Church is the Ark of the Covenant. In the Old Testament, the first Ark of the Covenant was a huge chamber, a box with cherubim and gold, and inside it was the Ten Commandments and manna that the Israelites ate in the desert, the heavenly manna. So the ark was said to contain God's presence. And the Israelites, the Jews, they loved it. Eventually, though, they lost it in battle and it was never recovered. Then, centuries later, God gave us a new Ark of the Covenant through Mary. One of the ways to look at Mary and in our relationship to Jesus is to remember that Jesus is not only the Creator, but he is also our King. And oftentimes, when you approach a king, you come through an ambassador. Think about it. If you were to approach the late Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, or the current king, King Charles, or even a president of the United States, you would go up have to go through someone. You wouldn't probably just walk up there and start talking to them or interacting with them. And even if you did, they might not take you as seriously as if they didn't have an intimate friendship with someone who's already very close to them. Mary is not only a mother to us, she's an ambassador. She presents our prayers to the Lord and makes them her own. And not only that, she understands our crosses. Mary was a human. She is human. I mean, she's in heaven now, but she was a human. She had human emotions. And she carried a big cross. She watched her son die on the cross. And she offered it up to the Heavenly Father. She forgave everyone who crucified him. You, me, our sins are what crucified Jesus. And she loves us. So for today, let us ask Jesus through Mary that we might become more perfect and meek and mild of heart and be able to bear our crosses so that we might be more like him. Not only in this life, but in the next. Amen. Thank you everyone for listening to the God's Supper podcast, episode 3. God bless and love you all.